Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Political economics, Graham Neely of the University of Dayton. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
When you talk to someone in New York, what do I need to focus on in Ohio? What is the thing you would tell the rest of the nation you need to focus on right now?
When we're talking about Ohio right now, we're talking about the economy. Even though our unemployment rates are down compared to the rest of the country, we're better off unemployment-wise. It's still about the employment. It's still about the economy here.
Which geography matters the most? If you were to advise Governor Romney or President Obama where they should travel to, where is that county or that smaller town that matters?
I tell you right now, in my opinion, it's all on Hamilton County. Hamilton County went for President Obama in 2004 by 20,000 votes, and in 2004 it went for Bush. And it's a county that's an important swing county. That's why you see Romney there so much. Hamilton County, home of Cincinnati, crucial county for Ohio.
You know what else it's home of, Tom Keene? Hamilton County.
Yes, I do.
That would be my
jump
county.
In here with Mr.
My
Neely,
question
Ohio
to you
girl.
Is if the employment rate looks better in Ohio and the economy is faring better, there's a Republican governor. Why isn't that helping Mitt Romney more?
Well, at the statewide, Hamilton County might be helping him, but if we look historically at Ohio, the counties along the Great Lakes are historically Democratic, and that's a strong population center. President Obama drew a lot of his votes numerically from there, and that's where he's going to be spending a lot of his time, besides the occasional pop in to, say, Montgomery County here in Dayton, where he was yesterday, and Franklin County, where Columbus, the state capital, is. President Obama's going to focus in on those Democratic strongholds where he's going to generate the numbers. Romney is looking at Hamilton County and a couple of the other scattered areas where he can pick up the Republican votes.
And no question, the candidates know this. They know they're targeting Hamilton County and other important counties in Ohio. The president with ads. I mean, they're getting bombarded constantly. President Obama advertising in Ohio when it comes to domestic policy, auto policy, foreign policy. My question is about the demographic breakdown of a county like Hamilton County, the gender gap, the demographics, the important votes.
Right. Well, they've lost. Hamilton County has lost population since the 2008 election. So we know that. We know that the Hamilton County bleed out has been into the Republican surrounding counties, Butler, Warren. So we know that there's been a shift in Hamilton County. The question is going to be, how does that impact the total count of votes for that region down there? We know that there's some gender gaps going on statewide for Mitt Romney, but we know that down in Southwest
right.
Ohio, that gender gap is much, much narrower.
Professor Neely, tell us about the University of Dayton. The president needs to get that young turnout, we're told by so many. Do you see a change between now and 4 years ago on the college campuses?
The University of Dayton, not too much. We have vocal college Democrats and college Republicans both. They're all active on campus. We see them. I talk to my students. I've got students that are Obama supporters. I've got students that are Romney supporters. So they're excited still. I mean, the level of excitement is there for the youth vote. I don't know if anybody can say they've got them captured for one side or the other exclusively, but they're all excited about voting in the election.
Grant Neely, thank you so much. If you run into Al Hunt, say hello. Grant Neely at Dayton, Ohio's University of Dayton.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.